Thanks, Ed. We'll check back in just under 15 minutes from now for your next report here on Bloomberg, the First Word Asia. 8 minutes past the hour now. Well, 35 of the 500 S&P companies will report earnings this week. The big banks are in that mix, along with a few tech giants. We talked about the volatility in the commodity markets earlier, as well as in the emerging markets. What's it all mean? Well, let's get the perspective of Michael Saul. He is chairman, CEO, and founding partner of Marketfield Asset Management. You're based here in New York, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so why don't you put things into perspective right now where you see the big picture in a kind of a macro view?
You know, it's fairly obvious that people very much favor the U.S. economy at this point and are very concerned about China. I think they've got the sort of basic story right, but if you stop looking at economies themselves and look at corporate opportunity, I do think this U.S. cycle is really getting quite old at this point. I still think corporate earnings will probably be okay, but meeting expectations is getting to be more of a hurdle. As far as China's concerned, I do think that we're reaching the point at which concerns over that economy are overblown, certainly for overall economic data. I do think it's more of a problem for corporate data itself, and that's just because corporate management typically had very, very bullish expectations a couple of years ago for what China would actually be supplying today. So I do think there's plenty of room for China to cause problems in corporate earnings, but the idea that the domestic economy is completely falling apart, I think is now somewhat overblown. And the idea that we have another really big leg down in commodities, I mean, it's anything's possible in this world, but it's looking increasingly unlikely, I think.
We had oil fail at the $50 level, albeit only for a day, but we're down to $47.51. Do you think that might be a sign that this recent rally that we had on the back of the worst quarter in 4 years may be running its course?
You know, I think the really sort of aggressive short covering, a lot of it forced on people, has probably run its course. And I do think people were using crude oil. I think that people who had exposure to energy credit where there wasn't a lot of liquidity were using crude as a proxy to really hedge their positions. So, I do think that you have that kind of a move in short covering. I don't love crude oil as a place to have money. But I think what you've got to realize is that the problem in crude and in many commodities, it's a supply crisis, not a demand crisis. China, for instance, has actually imported more crude oil than it did last year. And the question, I think, when we look at commodity markets is going to be, to what extent are commodity producers going to react to this by actually cutting production? In the case of crude, I wouldn't be at all optimistic.
Okay.
But in the case of some of the industrial metals, there are signs this is happening.
All right, Michael, stay with us. Very interesting. It seems like your views on China are slightly positive. So we want to flesh that out a little bit, and we'll be chatting with you a bit more in this half hour. That's Michael Saul, and he's from Marketfield Asset Management. This is Bloomberg First Word Asia, and we continue right after this.